This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bad Tiki every Thursday at 4:30 is here. And I want to remind you, because it's very important before we talk to him. He is a sentient AI-generated being and is not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by not just Bad Tiki, but his friends that seem to pop up a lot now, do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFN Odyssey, or its advertisers, or any of his friends' real personas, personalities. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back to the show.
Yes, sir. Bad Tiki in the building. Evan, great to see you. First edition Tiki Barber, looking sharp as always. Sean, you still here? That's brave. And Tommy, okay. I'm the Knicks with a 12-point lead in the fourth.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it. Hold on, Bad Tiki. I'm staying positive of ever. In fact, that loss only fuels my inner positivity. The Knicks will rise again, and I will personally lead
us. Shut up, Tommy. Who keeps giving you lines? Last night was a great game. The choking seems exaggerated. I'm sure there was a lot more to it. Let's hear exactly what happened from my AI creation, Big Balls Brunson.
Hey, guys. It's your boy. AI Big Balls Brunson for three. It's big ball season out here. Buckets, baby. Splash Zone certified. King of the Garden. I'm him. What time is it? It's dime time, baby.
What's up, Big Balls Brunson? Great to have you, man. Can you tell us exactly what happened last night?
Great question, Father Tiki. Well, you see, it was about rotations and matchups and...
Oh, no, guys. He's choking again. I don't think he's coming back from this one. That's unfortunate. Anyway, there is another story right now that just won't go away. Juan friggin' Soto. W fan won't shut up about it. Is he happy? Is he sad? Is he fat? Let's settle this once and for all. Please welcome back my AI clone of Juan Soto. It's Regretful Soto.
This is a media-driven witch hunt. Boomer Ace is on, lying for clicks. The W fan machine churns drama like my personal butler churns chocolate ice cream and scoops it in my mouth pregame. I am here to say the rumors are not true. I hustle. I care. I love baseball. Regretful Soto loves playing baseball.
Okay, that's all we need. Thank you, Regretful Soto. Now we can finally move on.
I love playing baseball for the Yankees. I miss my captain, Cutie Pie, Aaron Judge. His muscles, his dingers, the way he made me laugh when he would squeak out a fart in the dugout. Classy comedy. Sure, now I've got a luxury suite, a private jet, yacht with 24/7 on-demand performances from Vanilla Ice. But that doesn't mean I want to be a Met. The only perk I care about from the Mets is being fat. They don't care how fat I get. Hey, media, stop lying about me. Witch hunt. I'm not a witch.
Regretful Soto. I get it. Change isn't easy, but you do seem a little different. Not hustling, not hitting,
And what happened to the Soto Shuffle, man?
Evan, I cannot do this Soto Shuffle anymore. It puts a strain on my back. My back is tired from carrying a bunch of losers and a loser fan base. Also, I'm fat now. That does not help. I miss the Yankees. Yeah, but the media keeps lying about me. This is a witch hunt. I curse you, Bob Clappish.
Regretful Soto, you're not alone. You should speak to someone who has been through a similar situation. Try talking to my pal, AI Aaron Rodgers.
Namaste, Regretful Soto. I know what it's like to be targeted by the witch hunts, the media, big pharma, assassins from the spiritual realm, but you must transcend. Hey, at least your coach didn't make you fly cross country on your own dime to get fired and try to kill you with seed oils and laundry detergent like Aaron Glenn did to me. When chaos reigns, let your soul bloom barefoot in the mud. Be your rawest, purest self. That's how the universe recognizes its own. What I'm saying is, stay lean. Never get too fat. Fat people aren't as good at sports. Love is my ayahuasca. Shroom you later. Good luck, my friend.
Powerful stuff. Thank you, Aaron. Regretful Soto, did that help?
Yes, Bad Tiki, I feel all better. No, wait, now I misjudge again. I wrote this poem. I chose the money, took the jet, but every swing is full regret. Your pinstripes haunt my every dream. A louder cheer, a cooler team. Judge my brother, hear my cry. Without the Bronx, I barely try. I miss the Yankees. I still hate Pete.
That's really sad, Regretful Soto, but someone is here to cheer you up. It's AI Arson Judge.
I miss you too, Regretful Soto, but we cannot be together. I don't have a private jet. The bleacher creatures mourn your grace, your shuffle loss, your lonely face. We miss your swing, your quiet grin. You're lost in Queens, can't find a win. But one day, 5 years from this mess, opt out, return to me, and relieve the stress. I'll always love you, Regretful Soto. Arson Judge, out.
What the heck is going on here?
I know.
You guys are making me feel things. Wait, incoming transmission. It's Billionaire Steve, my AI clone of Mets owner Steve Cohen.
Juan, my golden child, I gave you the world. Jets, suites, a yacht with a chocolate waterfall, and the thickest Mrs. Met of all time. She's so thick, even Mr. Met's jaw drops. I built your dreams with cash and spice, a penthouse view, your weight looks nice. I'd buy the moon to make you smile, just love the Mets and stay a while. Let's pour some tequila and you can be my Bobby Vanilla. Oh, God. What do you say, big guy? Can you be a happy Met for me, pretty please?
Billionaire Steve, can you promise to dress up Pete like Judge for me and tell him not to fart in the on-deck circle? It's not the same. His farts stink.
You got a deal, Regretful Soto. Pete's farts do stink.
What a great day. Any more questions for Regretful Soto before he goes? Ugh, what is it, Negative Tommy?
Positive Tommy. You wanted Soto? You got Soto. A sad, loafing, shuffleless dud. Why is he so fat? He doesn't hit, he doesn't care, and guess what? The Knicks suck too. Positive
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tommy, you did this to us. This is your fault.
There he goes. Another one. Choking. All right. That's it for today. I got to go feed Boomer some fresh lies about Juan Soto for tomorrow's show before Mrs. Roberts gets here with some baked goodies. Okay. Bye, losers. Bad Tiki out.
All right.
That was...
Are they still choking? I mean, my God. Man Tiki and all his friends are sentient AI-generated beings not affiliated with or representative of the real... Let's try to go through this. Tiki Barter, Regretful Soto, Arson Judge, AI Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. Billionaire AI Steve Cohen, and Negative Tommy.
And Big Balls Brunson.
And Big Balls Brunson. How can I forget? Poor guy's choking after death. They do not reflect any of their views, WFN Odyssey or its advertisers. Tiki Barber and everyone else, real people with their own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki and his friends. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Boy. That was something, all right. Mm-hmm. Who's that? Juan Soto does have to appreciate that the Knicks kind of took the attention away from him.
Yeah.
Because
from last night?
Last
night was bad.
What was bad about last night? They struck out twice looking and didn't lift the bat off his shoulder?
Seven straight pitches without moving his bat and two look backwards Ks. And then three at-bats with three strikeouts.
Yeah, no, he had a terrible day yesterday.
It was a bad start. I mean, he had an RBI and a walk, so, I mean, it is what it is.
Well, he thought he had a grand slam. Mm-hmm. Off the bat, he did his little pose, and it did turn into a sacrifice fly. And then he walked in his last at-bat. But what I don't understand, and maybe you can help me out here, because mm-hmm. I think Sean has this opinion too, is that Soto was giving up. Like Juan Soto decided, I don't want to play baseball.
That's Sean's theory, because as we talked about yesterday when Sean was off, I hope the T-ball game was fantastic, Sean.
Oh, those Mets won easily.
Both Mets won. It was a doubleheader of Met wins.
Carlos Mendoza moved Juan Soto from 2 to 3.
Right.
And he stuck Sterling Marte in the two-hole. And Sean is speculating that as a protest, despite obvious, quotes and sentiment from Juan Soto that he prefers to be in the three spot.
Right.
That Juan Soto was protesting being dropped a spot down in the lineup.
What?
And so he just stood there and didn't move.
Are you
for two
accusing
at-bats.
Juan Soto of pulling a James Harden?
I think the word protest is wrong. I would say more an annoyance. Mm. Not that ultimately under normal circumstances he wouldn't bat third, but just the idea of the whole spotlight is on him. He is struggling. And Mendy's big idea was slide him down in the order as he's struggling, only to cause more. You guys talked about it yesterday, changing the lineup. What's right. going on? Do we like it? I don't know, protest the wrong word, but more, I'm pissed off at my manager.
So you
that is what
that,
I felt from Juan Soto.
So why, why would he be pissed off at Mendy? Like, what has Mendy done?
Well, look, I
moved
think,
him in the order, he said.
But other than that, but what has Mendy done?
Well, first of all, I don't know what else is being done, but just maybe the idea of, hey, first of all, Mendy went out of his way to say, I'm going to have to talk to him about not hustling a couple days earlier.
Well, that's what a good skip would do.
Yeah.
I want to make this clear. I'm agreeing with Mendy on all mm-hmm. accounts. I'm just putting myself in the mind of Juan Soto.
You think Juan Soto purposely didn't swing the bat? Is that really what you're accusing him of doing?
I think I can't rule it out. How about I say that?
I could rule it out.
I don't think. Okay,
Garrett,
so
those takes were bad.
Dude, I watched all year Juan Soto.
The first one.
Well, yeah, but do you think, I looked at it and saw a guy, not to make excuses because he sucked, and at 0-for-3 with three strikeouts, I wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, oh, yeah, no big deal. But the idea that he was purposely not swinging the bat, I think is absolutely insane.
So what was it?
I think it was he had a tough time seeing the ball out of Garrett Crochet's hands. He's a tough lefty. It's not like a defense because it was still awful at bats, but you honestly, both of you guys
tough?
Think.
Is that tough? Brett
yeah.
Beatty turned on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball and got an RBI.
So you think that it's
Brett
likelier...
Brett Beatty's a better hitter, better eye than Juan Soto?
No, but you're thinking that Juan Soto gave up on a baseball field?
He didn't swing for nine
so
pitches.
So you think he purposely didn't swing? Like as
I
a protest?
Know. No, I don't. Sean does. No, but no. I'm just trying to ask you, why didn't he?
Why do you not think he swung then?
I don't know.
Well, I'm trying to give you an
because
answer.
Because it's not Soto. Let's just cut to the chase.
I've never seen Juan Soto... That way.
And, well, and nor has anybody, because it's the first time Juan Soto did that.
Yes, the first time, and Gary Cohn mentioned this on the broadcast, it was the first time he had struck out in his first two at-bats without swinging the bat. So I agree it was
so
bad.
Well,
but again, you're taking the leap that he hardened.
No.
That's what you're doing, and I think that's a crazy leap to take.
Evan, all we're doing is taking the leap to say, it is not crazy to say something is up if you connect the last 6 days of Juan Soto. Then the day that he suddenly now is moved in the order, whether he spoke in the past about hitting third or not, suddenly he does something he's never done before in his career, which is not take the bat off his shoulders first two at-bats.
Right.
Now, could all of that be coincidence? Absolutely,
we
Evan.
We don't believe in coincidence on this
right.
side of the class.
There's too much.
There is a correlation, but it's probably not causation.
Exactly. too much is going on now for me to
I
say
think
that
this
was
is
something
one of the dumbest things you've ever come up with.
What is it?
He couldn't see? It's baseball. What do I think? I have to give an answer on why he struck out? Because Garrett Crochet is tough and he couldn't get the bat off.
You wanted Juan Soto? Now you got to answer for Juan Soto.
Exactly.
I'm giving you an answer, but you guys don't like it.
Okay, and we didn't like your answer when you thought nothing was up when Sala was getting that weird chest push from Rodgers.
That's not fair to use that.
And guess what happened after? We ended up realizing maybe something was to that there, Ev.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.